Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, peace and love, everyone. You're listening to Conversations with ANA. Today is Sunday, February 19, 2023. I'm your co-host, Angela. Tonight's show is Let's Talk Wendy Williams, Grown Woman Mentality. We'll be discussing how to stay on top of your game. To keep updated when we are going live, please follow us on IG and Twitter at Conversations with AA. That's Conversation with AA. Also, look for us every other Sunday. And you can also go to Blog Talk Radio to download our previous shows. If you're interested in being a guest on the show or have any topics or videos you want us to discuss, contact Avon at 347-460-2813 or email your request to conversationwithaa@gmail.com. Once again, that's conversationwithaa@gmail.com. Tonight, I want my group chat chime in with questions and comments for the show. Once again, I'm your host, Angela, and Avon is your host. I'm your co-host, Angela, and Avon is your host. But before we go on, I want to tell all those contributors of ours who have been sending in emails and giving us titles, thank you, giving us discussions to talk about. So we'd like to say thank you. So, Avon, how you doing? Hello, Avon, are you there? Avon. Okay, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. So once again, I'd like to say that tonight's show is Let's Talk Wendy Williams. I don't hear Avon on the show yet, but we're going to go into it. I'm trying to reach Avon. I don't know. It's like she disappeared on me, but I'm sure we'll get her back and on here because I don't hear her. Avon, I can't hear you. Bear along with us, everyone. We have technical difficulties. You know our shows, we normally don't have technical difficulties, but we're just asking you to bear along with us. Give us just 1 minute to get it together. That's Avon. Avon, I don't know what you're doing over there, but we need you. You might have to call, hang up, and call again because I totally don't hear you. And I know I'm live. So we need you live and on the show. We need you live and on the show.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. There you go, Avon. Wow, that's all right. I didn't want to start off without you now, you know. I'm already getting comments, people saying don't start off without Avon. So I was about to go into it, you know. All right, well, you're here. It's okay.
See, I don't know. Well, see, now I'm hearing the echo. So I don't know.
Just log out the other. Just do that. We're sorry to our listeners. You know, things happen, you know. So we, once again, we appreciate your support and your love that you've been giving us. And we're going to just, you know, we're going to make sure that we have a good show for you. Once again, all my chat group, please give me, you know, chime in tonight, make your comments. We're just going to go into it. And we're going to tie in how Wendy Williams, what that has to do with, you know, staying on top of your game, especially for the ladies out there. I've been to, you know, women empowerment. Avon has been to.
I'm here, but I don't know why.
People empowerment. Yeah, Avon, can you click off that line?
Does that let me click off? What is going on here? So you know what?
Yeah, you just gotta, whatever conversation, whatever you have, if you have the conversation piece on, I mean the host, hang up from that. Is it on your computer? Just hang up.
It won't let me just, okay, hold on. There it is. There.
Yeah, just hang up. It got to be somewhere on your computer somewhere. All right,
okay,
everyone. Just give us 1 minute right now.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
I am off.
All right,
can you hear me?
You there. That's the right. Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you well. All right, there was a problem. Yes, I see it on the dashboard. So I'm sorry, everyone. Once in a while, we have technical difficulties, and, you know, ever since day one, we never had a technical difficulty. We never had that. So please excuse us. We're sorry, but we're here now. Avon, are you ready?
I'm
gonna say this
ready.
Once again.
I'm ready.
How you doing? Like, shout out to
Wendy
Williams, my love. Yes, my love and support to Wendy Williams. Shout out to her. How you doing, Avon?
I am good. You know, it has been a crazy week. A very crazy week. Can you hear me? Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, we can hear you, definitely. I have people already say, can y'all hear her? Just put it in the chat, can hear you, please. Put it in the chat that you can hear Avon. Put in the chat that y'all can hear her.
Indeed.
Okay, and you can just put that in the chat, yes.
Because, you know, it has been a week. The energy has been kind of, do I want to say that it was tough, but it took work. Let's put it that way. It took some work to get through that.
Okay.
And I've been getting calls, you know, from my peoples, and they were saying that the energy was crazy. It was crazy for them, you know. It seems like they have been under attack, you know, and that's quite, I won't say disturbing, because I understand it, and these are just the ways of how life goes, is ups and downs and ins and outs, and it's all about, it's not a trials and a tribulations, you know. It said that you're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to be all right. You can come through it. You can shine strong, but there will be trials and tribulations that's going to try you, and that's what helps build your character, you know. So it's that you don't want to run from it, but sometimes it gets so overwhelming you want to say, like, oh, my gosh, I give out. You want to tag somebody else in, and then you jump out the ring for a minute to catch your breath or whatever. Sometimes you don't even want to come back. But that's what's been going on. But I'm here to tell everybody, just relax. You're going to be all right. Everything is going to be fine. Just take it easy. And, you know, our girl that we were talking about, Wendy Williams, she has been going through it for the past couple of years. And if anybody out there that don't know who Wendy Williams is, she is a talk show host. She started out in radio in her early career, and, you know, she did the R&B and then hip-hop. You know, had become a specialty. She had worked at, what was it, BLS? Was it BLS or was it,
I think it was
BLS. What's the other one? The 98.7. I think it was BLS. Well, anyway, she was, now I'm drawing the blank. But anyway, she was in New York for a very long time, and she was the top out there. And she had gotten herself in trouble with the hip-hop community, especially folks like P. Diddy, who was Puff Daddy back then. And she had caused a ruckus in the community, alluding to the fact of that there were gay rappers out there in the world. And she would talk, and she's a gossipist. So her thing was gossip and telling what's going on inside the industry. And you know, when you are in the industry that's dominated by men, you do not sit up there and try to allude to their manhood and they're not being total men and that they're doing other things. So she had caught the wrath of a lot of people, and she got ran out of town, and I believe she ended up in Philadelphia for a while, and you know, she stayed out there for a while, And then she eventually returned back to New York. But she was strong in the drive time, like when people are coming home from work and whatever. I happened to be going into work at that time, but she was strong in the afternoon, and she had a big following, and she rubbed a lot of people the wrong way with her gossip or whatever, and she had a lot of, you know, pushback from artists and stuff. They didn't like, well, you know how it is. You talk about their private business or whatever, but that's a difficult role to be in, because when you're famous, you know, people want to know about your business. They want to know things,
right.
And her job was to talk about it. But, you know, and then she knew a lot of them, so a lot of people felt like it was a betrayal. You know what I'm saying? That's a hard place to be. And what do you think about being a gossip person anyway, talking about gossip or whatever? What, do you have a particular feeling about that?
No, most people do that. Most people do that anyway. When it depends on how I look at gossip. Gossip is gossip. If you get on the phone and you're talking about, you know, someone that did something, that's gossip. You know, you tell them to scoop us up. And sometimes we gossip about our children, our friends, our family members. That's all gossip. That falls under that. You know, but what she does, you know, she's doing it more in a broader sense and of celebrities. But, it's, you know, and some people make a lot of money because people are nosy. That's the bottom of line. You know, people are nosy. And when it comes to celebrities, people want to know what is going on in their life. You know, it's more intriguing if you talk about, you know, LeBron James or, you know, P. Diddy or something. You know, so that's more intriguing. And then if you just talk about a stranger, your next-door neighbor, if you're going live with that, you're not going to get recognition for that. But so some people, now I heard some people, you know, they criticized her work and said, oh, she just talk about, you know, she's just a gossip person, a high-paid gossip person. But what about the people that listen to her? You know, this is what people want to hear, you know. But she came, you know, her show, it wasn't easy doing that as well because people don't want you to tell a business. You know, so I think it's, you know, whatever you're good at, you know, she has a gift of telling people business, obviously, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, necessarily a bad thing. That's what she does. She's a gossip. She has a gossip, you know, personality as a career. And, I mean, what can you say about it when she's been so successful?
She's come from a long line, but back in the day, I think it was Hedda Hopper, Rhoda Barrett. Those were the top gossip ladies of their time. I'm seeing this other lady. I can't think of her name right now, but there's so many of them. But she was the one of our times, and especially in the hip-hop area, and she was very successful. She, you know, it was, I think, for a lot of it was like a love-hate relationship with them. But her show was number one, and she was at the top of her game. And then eventually she went into TV. And then she became a force in the TV arena, and she was doing both for a minute. And then that show really took off, and people loved their Wendy, and then she was a hit on TV as well. And she continued to do what she did, and she had her little hot topics and, you know, talk about the latest on the celebrities and going into their business and what have you. It's just that some people, a lot of people loved it, and then you got, I guess, those that it affected, they weren't too crazy about it. So, no, she had that. So as recently she was doing so well, and then like towards the end of her being on the show, she started to have a whole lot of problems, you know. She was getting sick, had different health issues and what have you,
getting sick, and then she took long periods from the show, and they really didn't get into what it was, and we saw her, you know, like, have episodes and things go on while she was on air. And then towards the end, you're hearing, then the subject came up about her and her husband and their married life. Now, she and his true name is Kelvin Hunter, but I guess he didn't like that, so they called him Kevin. So that's why you hear Kevin, but his name is Kelvin Hunter. And then they had little Kev, and then that was that's the first time we heard she told us about him cheating on her, what have you, but I guess she forgave him, and they kept going on from there, and, you know, Wendy kept up the good faith and what have you out there in front of the audience and living, doing what she had to do, but apparently that wasn't the case, because then later on we heard that Kevin had been cheating, but a lot of times she wasn't opening up and saying what was going on, and people want to say, like, well, how are you going to do that? You sit up there in everybody else's business, and now you won't tell us what's going on with you? But she kept it under wraps. She didn't go into it until, I guess, it was the time where she could not any longer. Oh, I know what it was. It was when do we call her mistress? Because she was with them for a very long time. You know, that relationship was going
mistress,
on for a very long time.
Chick, whatever fits the people nowadays. You never know, mistress, side chick. Well, okay, let me break it down. Technically, if you look at what's politically correct, a mistress is someone, for someone who's to a man that's married, okay? And a side chick is the woman to someone who's not married. So it's a side chick if he's not married, you're just a side chick. But if he's married, you're a mistress. So mistresses, they usually get more benefits because, you know, the upkeep of their lifestyle, because they got to be quiet, they have to play their position, they have to play their role, is more detailed. It's more, you know, strict and confidential than just the side chick. So that's the difference. I don't know if I went too much into it, but I speak to a lot of women. And, you know.
No, that's good.
So, that's what
that's
they, you know, I've been analyzing this stuff. I've been analyzing this stuff.
Look, what you talking about, Angelo? What do you mean you've been analyzing this stuff?
How you doing? Well, you know what? Listen, I have a women's group, and, you know, everyone's been telling me that I need to put together, you know, what you call that, Patreon group, and, you know, start teaching some game or whatever. But listen, I'm just saying, I like to work with women, and I like to help empower women, and not in a negative way in terms of just talking about men. Outside of just being with a man or preparing yourself for a man, preparing yourself for life, getting yourself together for life and moving forward, or how to love yourself. So, you know, loving yourself, you know, self-love. I'm like a self-love coach. So, so that's what I'm just saying. Back to what you were saying, like someone focus here. Back to what you were saying, Avon, it's something like... You know, allegedly, so I thought I heard him say, you know, I think that's Matt. Shout out to Kwame Brown.
Shout out to Kwame Brown. Shout out to Kwame Brown. And it's true. And so the thing was, and then as we're hearing later on, Wendy knew about this. She claims that she knew about this situation that has been going on all along. She just told Kevin that the deal breaker was if he had a kid. They don't have no kids out there on her. And then what did Kevin and Sharina do? They went and had a kid. And then I think that was the breaking point for Wendy, you know, that he had a kid on her. And then, you know, the gossip got out there. And a long time she still kept it to herself. She wouldn't say. And then one day she just, you know, put it out there and let us know, I guess, what she wanted us to know. and that he had the baby out there on her, and then they're out here spending her money and what have you. So, you know, then that's when the illnesses and Wendy's time away from the show seem to increase, you know, over time. And then we come to find out that they said that she had I forgot the name of the condition that she had that caused her legs to swell up, you know, and then she had those type of problems. Come to find out that she had an alcoholic problem, you know, there was speculation that she had fallen back and was doing drugs again or what have you, but she was going to an, was it an outpatient
rehab?
Yeah, it was rehab. She was doing rehab, and she was going there, and then she seems to get better, and then, you know, she's back out again. So that kept going on and back and forth, and then she ended up filing for a divorce from Kevin, and, you know, on, and just so many things that's going on there. So now what we're hearing lately and what's in the news is that the mistress, Sinead, the funds have dried up. So, before then, let me backtrack a little bit more. So when Wendy was going through these changes and she was seeming unstable and you can see it affecting her visibly and all these sorts of things, then she ended up having a conservator over her funds. So they had somebody come over and take charge of her funding. So she, to this day, is saying that she does not have access to her funding, to her monies and stuff. But there have been some agreement that I guess she had to pay Kevin alimony and stuff, you know, as long as she was on the show. And, you know, she was gathering pay from the show. So that was a stipulation in it. And they're saying apparently Kevin didn't read that part because, you know, eventually she ended up being terminated from the show. And they had, you know, they had different guests come in to head the show. And then eventually Sherry Shepherd, you know, won the favor. And then they end up giving her own show, but they ended Wendy's show. So, and then with this, so Kevin, you were hearing in the news lately that you heard about her son, Kevin Jr. He was having problems in the condominium that he lived in, you know, that he couldn't pay the rent. In the beginning, his mother had paid for him, got him set up and what have you, and had been paying the rent for some time. But now she couldn't do that, so he was putting it out there that he's going to be evicted from his condo because he can't keep up the payments anymore because his mother was paying it. And then Kevin Sr. and his girl's name is? She's just so out of hand with what she's doing. I'm trying not to remember her name. But anyway, he's complaining that he can't pay his bills, he's behind, he can't pay for his car, they're going to repossess his car, they're going to take his home, they're going to evict him from his home, all his bills are behind, he can't pay them because Wendy, you know, has stopped giving him payment. So he took it to court to sue her to get this money. And it's just like the unmitigated gall this man has that, he, you know, I understand, well, in many states, what you make before you're married, that's yours. But once you get married, any businesses and any money that you accumulate together, it belongs to both of you, and then you have to split that. So I guess that's what they were going by for the Wendy Williams show, and he was so-called a producer on it, an exec producer. He had that title, and
but Wendy Williams did a switcheroo on him. Then she stopped working. That's don't that sound like something that men do? A lot of men do. Like when they go, you know, they have to report to child support. They just all of a sudden now they don't have a job. So
I thought I heard somebody say that, you know, a lot of men, they do that. They, like, you know, go on child support. Let's keep it real. You know, I mean, allegedly,
no,
that's what I heard. That, you know. According to my chat, you know how my chat get down. So if chat gonna speak their mind.
I know, but I agree with you 100%. I just didn't want to put it out there so his side can get the information and try to use it against her. But I think that if it's going to what I'm thinking and some other people thinking, that's masterful. That's a masterful setup, you know. Set it up, look like you're
declining.
So you
saying that you agree with what she did?
No.
You think she...
I know what I'm saying. No, look, let me be very clear what it is that I'm saying. Allegedly, this is what I think. This is just my thoughts and my, as Carly would say, my opinion of what I think happened and is happening. If it is, or let's say I'm speaking out loud, I would say that would be masterful. You build the case for yourself. You know, there's a decline in, you know, my mental health, and I'm so distraught over what's going on and happening with me. And then, you know, oh, wow, this is serious business that's going on here. So you know what? Wendy is not in a good state of mind, so we're going to have somebody take control over her funds because we can't let her get access to it because she might blow it or she might cause injury to herself, you know, with having this money and spending it frivolously. So they took control
allegedly.
Over the money. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And again, these are just, I'm just talking out loud. I'm just thinking what's going on in my mind. I'm just saying, you know, I think like that sometimes. It's like, wow. I said, okay. I said, ooh, that's good. And then she, look, they had to let her go from the show. So there is no show any longer. So that is dissolved. So why should I pay you? I can't pay you if I'm not getting paid from the show. So there's no, you know, money coming in from the show. So, you know, I'm
well, allegedly I did hear, that she did give him money and she agreed and she was making payments until she, oops,
exactly.
It didn't work, allegedly. You know, her health that went in, you know, she can't mm-hmm. make it. So now she don't have no income, but she gave him something. I heard they had, you know, he had a nice agreement. But when you know, you got a mistress, you know, who now, but you know what I'm thinking? What my question is, do the mistress now that they divorced become, she's not a side chick. So now she becomes the fiance because she was a fiance when they was married. Remember, he engaged her and they was married. So, no, okay, so that answered my question. Because I was kind of, okay,
yeah,
I got it. Because they divorced.
No, what was your question, though?
No, I answered my own question because it was like, what is she now that they divorced, but that now she's the fiance because they divorced. I'm thinking of a, because you know, now, there's relationships where basically the wife almost is like a side chick.
Yeah,
the way
well, exactly. You know,
so,
there's some messed
so you're
up
like,
stuff
wait,
like
who's
that.
The side chick here? It's like the wife is like a side chick, and the side chick is like the wife, you know? So it's like,
yeah,
you know, all these terminology, all these positioning.
Yeah, but don't jump off
I'm
that
just saying.
Up
so
me.
I thought I
so,
heard I said.
But so, and that's the case, but that part is very true. And how does that happen? Because it's the change of how the men treat them and look at them and the position that he puts them in. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? That's going to be quite interesting because that's going to go into our topic later on.
No men put you into that. That's how,
you know, you, what do you mean, Avon? Say that again, Avon. I thought I heard you say allegedly.
Yeah, let's clear this up. No, you have mentioned that, you know what, since you didn't realize that Wendy and Kevin was divorced. So you were saying, so what is the status, the change in the status for Sharina? I think that's her name. Sharina, what's her status now?
Oh, yeah, she's the mistress. Okay, so now she went from the mistress to now she's the fiance. Now, she'll never trust him, though. She'll never trust him. You know, a study showed that most, when relationships happen like that in a breakup, the woman that becomes the fiance slash wife, your trust is like, because your trust, how could you trust someone like that? That's what he did to his wife. So what makes, let me ask you something, Ava, what makes her different? That, okay, so now suppose they get married, what makes her different? Because we, you know, we're talking about men nature here. What makes her different? And what percentage does it work?
What the percentage, the difference between being a wife and being the mistress?
Is that going to work? Yeah, like how does that work?
Well, as far as the monies go and the division, whatever, that's what he's banking on now is the wife has access and she has rights to the monies and what they're doing. So she's recognized by the court in the world, not the mistress. Now his affections may be more toward, or he has more favor towards the mistress, but the wife has the legal rights and stuff that the mistress don't have, so she's better off. Now, how he's personally treating her, that's something different, but she has the rights to his money and how things go. It's a partnership. It's a business. It's operated like
as
a business.
As a mistress?
So. No, the wife, not the mistress. Because you're asking me who has a bigger percentage of control or who's better off in the situation. It would be as legal.
No. What is the percentage does a mistress? Okay. What's the percentage of a man staying with his mistress? That's what it is.
Oh, that's
and she trusting him.
You know what? That's hard to say. I understand what you're saying. Those that are on it that are moving in a certain fashion, they're not moving from emotional and ties and all this and that. They're moving in an entirely different way. So you're talking about different women with different characteristics and attributes. So that's difficult to tell because you know how it is. You got women out here that are still, you know, that's what men do. So, you know, I'll look the other way. Long as he takes care of me and takes care of my house, then I was, you know, that's been going on for since the beginning of time. So, and we're
okay.
Women,
so let me pull up some stats. Let me pull up some stats. I want to pull up some stats.
Go for it.
I want to pull up some
go
stats.
Go for it.
Okay. I'm pulling up some stats. Okay. Is harsh truth about love with a married man, and it says that only 3 to 5% of married men who have affairs go on to divorce their wife and marry their mistress. Right? Now check this out.
What you said, 3%?
And then guess what they 5% of men, married men.
Okay.
The most recent statistics, right? Show that only 3 to 5% of married men who have affairs go on to divorce their wife and marry their mistress. And the current divorce rate for second marriages is thought to be around 60%. So now, and let me break this down. Sharina, they in the relationship together, and now he divorced his wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's already talking. She didn't even marry yet. She's a mistress, and already there's rumors. I'm not saying allegedly there's rumors that she's ready to leave him because he has no more money, no for more funds. Allegedly. And then they say that she was a gold digger, but if she is a gold digger, she's the, I mean, that's what gold diggers do. They got to keep on digging for gold. They can't just stay there.
Yes, that would be logical. That would make, if these are the titles.
And let me tell you something. Let me explain something to you. See, the thing is that, let me tell you something about, and I've been doing, you know, I do a lot of research, and, you know, being that I have, you know, I do extensive research, and I'm talking to women all the time. The thing is this. When there's a three-way relationship, the husband, the mistress, and the wife is always the bad guy at that time. Women need to understand this. See, women don't understand psychology. And we need to get more into that. Instead of just, you know, getting upset and understanding, and, you know, you got to understand psychology. And the psychology is that you become, as a wife, you become the outsider, right? Because it's fun to the mistress. It's fun because you don't have the full responsibility of the man. You know, it's just part-time and, you know, you're having fun. And you see the rate of survival of these relationships. So now he's divorced. It's not as cool, it's not as fun because now you have to deal with real-life situations. You know what I'm saying? You have to do it right. Right. Like now you got them all to yourself. You know? And now you think in your mind that he's going to do the same thing. What stops him from doing the same thing to you that he did to his first wife? I have heard say that they was very insecure, as they should be. They was very, it's not as they should be, but I'm saying if you have low self-esteem from the begin with, and that's all you're looking forward to is that relationship, then it's understandable that why you feel insecure. There's a level of insecurity there, even after the man gets divorced and become, you know, get with you. If you're not 100% into yourself, which we're going to go into, like, loving yourself and into you. It shouldn't just be about just the man, per se. It should be also about what you're bringing to any relationship, how you stand up in the world. So, yeah, I just wanted to just state that it just seems like it's more of a fun thing. But go ahead, Avon.
No, I agree. Okay, I just want to let our listeners know that this show tonight is called Let's Talk Wendy Williams, Grown Women Mentality. And the call-in number, and please do call in because we want to hear from you. We want to hear your thoughts. And the call-in number is 515-605-9322. Again, that's 515-605-9322.
Yeah, hello?
Can you hear me? What you were saying, Angela, you're right. These women should be very afraid. You know why? Because there's a certain thing. They're showing that there is a disconnect here. This is, you got to use logic, and you need to have, like you say, understand psychology. The thing is, if you're not going into the situation with clean hands, what do you think is going to happen to you? You think that you're exempt from what comes
with
it?
But, I disagree with something that you said. I don't think they should be afraid.
So that
I think that
what,
a woman
what,
has... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I hear you.
I don't think they should be. I just think that if you
wait,
they should
be what? I didn't hear you.
Know,
hold on.
They should. You say they should be afraid.
Should be
I don't think they should be afraid. If you know what you're going into, you shouldn't be afraid. Even if you get the thing that you want, because it all goes down to confidence.
But that's
what
the key phrase
you're
saying. If that's what it is. then you should. If you're confident,
you
should deny.
Right. So you shouldn't be afraid, because if you have the balls and the audacity and you have whatever it is, you know, whatever it is, the audacity to be with someone else's husband or, and, you know, involved and intertwined into that relationship, you shouldn't be afraid. You know, we got to grow up. You understand what I'm saying? We have to grow up. So, you know, you have to, no matter what you do, you have to be confident in your own decision making. You know?
There you go. You should be.
Something that you want to do. Go ahead.
I'm saying you're right. I understand what you're saying. In anything, be bold. You're going to be bold with that, then you be bold all the way. Stand in your truth. You better stand up for it. But what you come to find out is that a lot of these women, because you hear the stories now, that, you know, when their time is up and, you know, they get to of a certain age and this man didn't marry them or what have you, or if they do get in a marriage with this person and then the same thing happens.
He can't marry them. He already married. He can't.
No, we're talking about you talk about still being the mistress. I thought we were talking also about
No, I'm just being sarcastic, because you said when they get into the relationship and the man is already married, you know, women gotta snap out of that. The man is already married, he can't marry you.
No, but a lot of people, first of all, you got a lot of these sisters out here. Oh, yeah, they're bold, and I'm it, and he's all about me. And this, look, if he can get away with it, he's going to go for it. Period. End of story.
Okay.
And then she's thinking she's all this, but then he's on to the next one. And then people, they end up with hurt feelings. Like, oh, because people catch feelings. And when they find out, and look, let me just cut it out and go back to it. People are far. Now, all this, oh, I got it, and I'm this bravado and all this stuff is going on out here. And then when you have these conversations behind the scenes, it is not like what they're putting out there. So, you know what? I don't even know why I was even going there. I done lost it for a minute there. People are far. And those who don't know what that is, people are full of stuff. They're full of stuff. They talk all this stuff, whatever. People will pretend. That's where you get that fake it till you make it or talking this stuff. But when you get down to the nitty gritty and get behind those closed doors and get into their hearts and what's going on and how they're thinking, it's a completely different thing. So first and foremost, I was like, yeah, okay. Like, sure. All right. That's what we're going to go with. We're playing that game, so let's do that. We'll go with that. But the women, you need to realize, but we do these things to ourselves all the time. If he can do this with you, what makes you so special to think that it cannot happen to you? That's all I'm saying. And that's what women don't see that part. You know, so they don't even look at the logic of it. And then psychologically, it's like, okay, so if it was so easy, what did you do to turn his eye? Because he's in a marriage. First of all, what do you think a marriage is? What kind of commitment is that? And he's pledging in this society, whatever, before God and family and friends, that he is going to be loyal, and it's just him and this woman and she with him. And then here you come.
But you know what, though? But Wendy had an agreement. They did have – some people have agreements in their relationship, Avon. When they get their feelings – a lot of women agree to certain things. Now, I know this for a fact, because a lot of women – I speak to women, and, you know, and I have a small woman – a circle of women, like a women's group – and they tell me things. Like, you know, a lot of women know their man is doing certain things. They know their man is out there. They know their man is this. They know their man is that, you know. They still agree to this. They still agree to, you know, what do women say? As long as I don't know nothing about it. right? And Wendy, she
and
admitted,
you bring
you know?
No baby home.
And
I like her style.
Wendy was trying to be a millionaire. She wasn't trying to, you know, she wasn't trying to dictate. She's like, okay, shit happened. She was grown. That's grown woman stuff. I know some people don't, you know, disagree, you know, but I'm just looking at it from a different perspective, right? So that's some grown woman stuff of saying, you know what, whatever you do, you know, with your penis is not going to, and I'm sure they had stipulations, you know, don't bring me back, no disease, nobody want no disease or anything, but, and no, not but, and moving forward, she made those stipulations, she said it, she don't hide that fact, but now you're bringing in a baby, why is that important? Because now we got to take our finances to support the baby. It makes sense. She's thinking about generational wealth. He up there thinking about, okay, let me just get somebody pregnant. And Wendy's on another level. That's what it seems like. She said it. Don't bring no baby. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so now a baby's involved. And now a baby is involved. It's not just now we got to go to child support. If you're that irresponsible, I don't want you as a man. I got to take my resources. I'm out here hustling. And somebody in the chat said he fumbled the bag. Fumbled the bag.
He did.
Okay.
That was...
All right. So that's it. Mm-hmm. And it's not, you know, and like, you know, like Jay-Z said, you know, if you made a whole, so I'm just paraphrasing, you know, I'm good with, not that I'm good, but I love paraphrasing. You know, if you made a hole, you can't make another hole. You know, you made a hole already. You know, if you can make another one Jay-Z, you can make Duke Jay-Z. And this is what everyone is saying. Even in my chat, they saying, no, why he can't, you know, why he can't make another Wendy Williams.
Exactly. Look, that's, you know what, that's a, we want to get into that too. That's a whole other thing too, is that's like, as a man, that's looking real shaky, bro. Real shaky right there. The thing is, you sit up there and then you are crying out in public, oh, that I'm broken, I can't do this or whatever. You supposed to be the man, like you said, you made her. You wind you out here hustling and making some more, put yourself in a position, another situation so that you can make this money and you can carry this on without Wendy. But the thing is, that's pathetic that you sit up here, and never mind the legalities, you, a man, he's rough and tough, and Kevin Hunter, because he was in there, he was a terror that the staff was saying behind the scenes, and, you know, and threatening people and whatever, like he was running stuff and what have you. Yeah, you did all that, like you said. So why can't you duplicate it again and find another situation? In the meantime, to make sure your stuff is always going. And then what will y'all do with the money? So you were just living off the money. You wasn't investing. You wasn't building up things or whatever. You were throwing your money in behind, what's her name, Sharina's stuff, making all these failed businesses. So that's part of it. So apparently he's not that good at that. He can't replicate it. So he's dependent on Wendy. And that's sad. That is sad. Right there. So, I don't know.
Some men have girlfriends, and I mean mistresses and a wife. And you might not know, what I learned is that you don't know people's situation. People, they have unique situations, you know, and sometimes they call it polygamy. You know, when they know, to go through all of that, that's why I support polygamy. I said it. I support polygamy. Not that I'm saying I would totally engage in it. Depends on the situation. But the reason why I support polygamy.
What are you saying? Go ahead. I'm listening. What are you saying?
You know, I'm just, you know, allegedly. But allegedly.
What you talking about, Kwame?
No, what allegedly, right? The thing is, come on. Who wouldn't? You got Michael Jordan money. Who going to say no to that? I mean, let's stop it, Avon. You going to say no to Michael Jordan money? He can take care of you and three other women. Stop it. Call in, woman. I want to hear everybody else.
Michael, we're talking about Michael Jordan. He had Michael Jordan money. Avon, come on. He had Michael Jordan money. He said, I can take care of all of y'all. I can afford 5-6 women. I can afford 2 women. But I'm going to treat you good. You're going to have a house. You're going to have health insurance, life insurance, all that. Something happened to me for the rest of your life. What are you? I don't understand.
Now, wait. Okay, wait a minute. You want to answer to that? Okay, I'm going to answer that. Hold on. Now, you said a few things.
Michael,
here.
No, we're talking about, even the richest man.
No, let me answer the question. Listen, stop what? You didn't even let me answer the damn question.
Please, Corey.
You know, let me answer the question. Let me ask you this. Are you saying this is in a polygamous situation in Michael Jordan? Like I said, if it's polygamy and everybody's in agreement with it, you know, hey, right, I don't particularly want to be in that situation, but you know what? Like, but grown women stuff, yeah. I can get along with the sister wives or whatever, and, you know, we agreed, we know what it is, you know. Okay, you got them this day, and I got them here, whatever, and we go about our business. Hey, you know, we have an agreement, and everybody's in on this. Not
okay, somebody,
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you're saying that you wouldn't mind knowing it's an arranged polygamy situation with all that money?
Look, see, first of all, I'm not on the bag like that, but I'm saying, let me tell you. So my thing is, no, as a grown woman, grown people, look, it's a possibility. We could do this, and we're talking, whoever else is in the picture, that's the thing. Yeah. You ain't going to have no damn silly person out here that'll mess it up for all of us and have us all out here looking silly. No, and then let's be very clear. And how to do this polygamy thing correctly, no. It's not just, everybody comes together and we agree on this thing. It's not just saying, I got all this money and I call this. Nah.
All right, Avon, let me ask you this. Others to answer this too. Okay, suppose you have a guy, right? Michael Jordan status. Mm-hmm. I mean, this man is a billionaire. We're not talking about a millionaire. We're talking about a billionaire, right? And he has billions of dollars, right? And somebody in my chat said, hell yeah, I've been with broke cheating dudes. So they said they would be with this type of man. I didn't even answer the question.
Oh, God.
I didn't even ask the question yet. They said, hell yeah, I would be with that type of man. Hell yeah, I've been with broke cheating dudes. Okay, so listen. Okay, and he made an arrangement. He said, listen, I'm married, right? Warren Buffett, who you named the billionaire, right? And he said, listen, I'm married, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a couple of millions for your account. You're going to have at least about 15, 20 million, you know, 15 million, 10 million. I'm going to get you put you up in a nice condo, take care of you. You ain't going to have to worry about nothing. I just don't want this public. I'm a public figure, but I'm going to take care of you. You will be a mistress. We fly you around. You're going to be with me secretly. You know, I got places I got to go. You accommodate me certain places. You know, you stay in a hotel room. You know, he had the arrangements. Avon, would you engage in such? And you being taken care of.
If me and
you
didn't take
care
of
financially, you don't have
it. I'm telling you, if me and sister girl, she agrees or whatever, then I can see that. Because this is an arrangement and she knows what it is.
I don't know
nothing
about it.
But what? Nah, not just because of what he did and because he's a millionaire. No. That's the answer to your question. No. If it was an arranged thing and all of us behind the scenes and we agreed to this, whatever, that's a different story. But me going in and going by what he said, well, I'm going to do this, and you'll be my mistress or whatever. And, you know, like they like to say, rich men, and they got options. They do have options, but, you know, don't mean that you got to buy into it. You want to take care of me? I don't mind being taken care of, but there's a sister code, and I do believe that I do believe in karma, and I do believe that things will come back and bite you, and I'm not into that. I like
okay,
to
now I would like to talk like about this. I would like to add on to Kevin Hunter's situation. People think because Wendy, this is a forced belief. See, people need to learn, women need to learn men. People
mm-hmm.
are under the woman. This is women are under the assumption because you are Beyonce, because you are Wendy Williams, and or let's take Wendy Williams and Kevin Samuels making the less money. Let's take a regular relationship and you make $100,000, and the man made $20,000. That he won't cheat on you. So you got to separate money from a man's nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a lot of women get delusional when it comes to that type of, like, a lot of women get delusional, right, thinking that a man won't cheat because she makes a lot of money and she's taking care of him. That don't stop a man from cheating or being a desiring. Let's go say cheating. I'm not going to even say cheating. If I have a man, we can bring up some of the brothers. It's not about let's not say cheat. Let's just say a desiring another woman.
Polyamory.
Okay? That don't stop him from doing that. That don't stop him from engaging in another woman because you have more money than him. Because a lot of people is upset, and I'm doing both sides, man, right? Because I
mm-hmm.
heard that people was texting. And so this, you know, this ain't right. Is you know, this, you know, I'm going by both sides. I'm speaking on the behalf of Kevin, and I'm speaking on the behalf of Wendy Williams, right? So let's do the man, all right? Because people be saying I'll be going too much on the woman side, and you go much on the man side. So it's like let's have some balance here tonight. From the man point of view, it's
mm-hmm.
not about how much money you make. Men need some certain things that maybe Wendy wasn't providing. Men are different creatures, right? So they need certain different things. They need more, you know, more visual.
Yeah, visual.
And
they're
more
into
conquering, more conquering. And they
mm-hmm.
don't look at love. See, we got to get out of this, you know, fantasy stuff. Men don't look at love the way women look at love. Oh, my God. You know, they got this book. Women need to start reading it. Why Men Love Bitches. Okay,
that
book, Why Men Love Bitches. And it's not about, like, she's technically a bitch. It's just that men, it's not emotionally. It's about a book, and it's like teaching women. You know, you when you're dealing with a man, I know it sounds crazy, you know, and if y'all want more information, those who listen, they have to join my yet soon-to-be Patreon, okay, because I can't let this information leak out like this. But men are different, you know. They have a different – they not built like – we got to stop making them like us. They're not like us, you know. Contrary to what you're hearing about, you know, men now wearing tampons and, you know, the he, she, and they transgender, they still have certain desires that that makes them different. I'm going to give you an example. You see it in the transgender community, right? When a man
mm-hmm.
transgender to from a male to a female, right, transgender, what's going on now? Men they don't even talk about women. Most of the medical, a lot of medical terminology got erased when they say they have women. Because men saying now they can transgender into a woman. So what that have to do with this conversation that we having? Showing you that it's a man's desire to take over. Men are different. So even if they transition and they saying, y'all not even women no more, how about that? What y'all going to do? We're going to just take y'all womanhood from y'all because they have it in their nature to take. They have it. That's their nature to
control.
To to control, to be dominant. You understand? That's their nature. Okay? So even with that, the transgender thing, now you see when women transgender, they're not telling men, oh, y'all not men. We take it over. We want y'all to race it out to dictionary women. They have medical journals that have been altered and not even mentioned women because transgender men. But they still men. They still come in with that same energy, that same persona. You understand? As being a man.
Yeah.
Their innate personality is still there. So what this has to do with the Wendy Williams is that just because you have more money than a man, just because you're more powerful than a man, don't stop him from cheating, desiring another woman. You are delusional if you really think that. You're delusional. Okay? That has nothing to, that's just not how a man is operating. But we do have a caller in, and he's a man, and we can definitely go to him and see what he has to say, you know. But if you want to continue before we go to the line, then we could.
No, we can. Let's remind the topic of tonight and give the call-in number again. It's Let's Talk Wendy Williams, Grown Woman Mentality. And our call-in number is 515-605-9322. Again, that's 515-605-9322. So take it away, Angela. Take it away.
Okay, now before we take this caller with the last digit ending in 8365, I want to say this. You just mentioned, like, tonight's show is about grown woman mentality. That's what Wendy Williams had. She already knew what it was. She said it. She said she already knew that he had this affair and many other affairs with Serena, and plus many other affairs, but this one just stuck to him. But what she was doing was she was worried about building, and she had to do other things. She wasn't all about where his penis is going. Let's keep it real. Okay, so she is a businesswoman. She had to worry about more. She had to worry about other things. She had employees she had to pay. She had to worry about production. She had to worry about all this other stuff. So she said, you know what, I'm still married. My husband is out there, but long as he don't get too carried away, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to break up my whole home. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for a divorce. I don't have time for all of that. I'm just going, how many marriages is like that? That they just give up a good show. They got their situations working out. Because back in the day, people didn't marry just for love. They married for power. Certain cultures came together because the man, right, the woman might have been financially, her family might be had the finances. He might have been a good warrior. Okay? So they came together to build alliances to take over other nations, other countries, to have power. Only poor people, all right, just come together talking about just love all day. And then at the end of the day, it's not even that. When you talk about power, Wendy Williams had, she's worth millions of dollars. She don't got countless to the field talking about, oh, I love him, this and that. That's been her husband for 20 years. They have a grown son. She wanted to build wealth. She didn't want to. She built wealth. So those of us who are not on her financial level is thinking something totally different. Okay? So marriage is not just for just coming together with, you know, our sexual part. That's what
that
it
is
for.
Cool.
Okay, and it depends on your status, depends on your family status, depends on the tribe you came from, it depends on what you want to accomplish in life. So we can't just be looking, and we have to stop just looking at marriage or relationships just okay, coming together just for sex. It's more to it than that. Okay, so let's take a caller, though. All right, caller with the last digit. 8365, we're coming to you. Hey, caller 8365.
peace and blessings. This is Brother Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Yeah, peace and blessings to Avon and Angela.
Hey, peace and blessings.
Yeah, just got back in town from upstate. But yeah, what's the topic for today?
All right, so the topic, I think, was, and we ain't gonna get mad at you for that because you do participate. The topic is for, let's talk Wendy Williams, grown woman mentality. So I know you don't keep up, you know, from what I know about you, because you send me some interesting topics, and thank you. Thank you for sending me, keeping me updated on what's going on hot topics, on political, health, business. So I appreciate you for that. We're talking about Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams' husband and her broke up, and he required that he have, you know, some of the assets from where, because they've been together for 20 years, and he required that he had some of the assets. She followed through with that. Obviously, he spent his money on his mistress because he had a mistress. He blew it or whatever, allegedly. Now he's coming for her for more money, okay?
Okay.
So some people felt that you know, Kevin is wrong. He should, if he made Wendy Williams, he could make another Wendy Williams, right? And but the thing is, too, is that Wendy Williams knew about this other lady, Serena, that he was, you know, involved in, but she just said, don't have a baby. You know, don't bring in a baby in this relationship. So he brought in a baby, and she immediately divorced him. So that's the main topic. And like I was saying, that marriage, a lot of times, is not just for, it's not just meant for sex. You know, we're talking about building power, and we have to think about marriage and relationships in general more than just sex. So
and even though, just to sum it up, I really don't like talking about celebrities because they're not even human. No celebrity. They're not a good example, not even one inch. So I look at them as aliens or something. I mean, I don't care if they're black, female. No, they're not an example at all. They're not. That's why everybody's crazy now from watching celebrities, because men and women equally, people already stupid anyway, just pretty much everybody. Mm-hmm. So they see celebrities, they think somehow they're going to get that Cinderella. It don't work because most people are delusional. Everybody in the whole, every state, every color, race, pretty, fat, tall, people are delusional. And even Charlamagne agreed me on that one. Most people think they're better than what they actually are real time, morally or whatever, and they're not. And you're not a celebrity. You don't have that kind of money, so you're not getting that. So it's based on delusional, like somebody like Jeffrey Dahmer or something, like you're crazy. So that package you just said, first of all, the average woman didn't get that most. Like, that's like marrying the king. Like, chick, like, even if you wanted to marry the king, are you out of your mind? Like, whether somebody would pick, like, the king, he, your woman will force to marry the king or you got killed. People in every country on the planet is like that. Something wrong with people. What? A man?
No,
got,
but we're talking about
any man.
The
king
and
president,
about
same thing.
No, but yeah,
2023,
to
me, the world is still like,
yeah,
let me just say this. The world is still like that. That's just America, and that's all. America's about to be blown off the map in a couple of seconds. The world is pretty much like the ancient times to me in a different kind of way. Men still run stuff. Nothing has changed at all. This stuff what America's doing is just trying to destroy black people, so, you know, have men and women fight each other so they can control men and women, and it's working brilliantly. Because they make money. Mm-hmm. The government makes money off of men and women, the whole homosexual, all that is big business. It's that people are stupid. They don't show them up to, yes, they make money. That's the economic fact.
And single parents, and they have, right. And
single parents, they make money, or they love this type of stuff.
Right.
They want you to end up single and talking about single life is better, you know, have women sleeping around. And then when they're ready to kill you, they can, government can just, you tell people, what do you mean the government going to kill you? They'll give you COVID. That's how these things work. Oh, what do you mean? You're going to remember I said that. So they get people to now the government is saying, because then the government will become Christian. And then everybody get mad when I say about put to death. The government just killed 2 or 3 million y'all and gave y'all COVID. The Republicans told you Fauci made COVID and made y'all took a shot and killed a couple of million people. Anybody who died from COVID, the government killed you. They told you they made it in the laboratory, Fauci and them. You can't make this stuff up. So the government just put y'all and told you they was going to kill y'all. That's how I look at it.
So what
you can't
think
make this
about
stuff
what's
up.
Going on with the state? Okay, besides Wendy Williams, so we are talking about, like, Wendy Williams, men marrying, women marrying, when they making the most money, and then
but
the husband
But even the thing with Wendy Williams,
she,
the reason why it's a poor example, first of all, Wendy Williams is not supposed to tell him when she leaves. The whole thing is backwards. Just like this, everybody's talking about that picture, which is bigger than the Wendy Williams thing, of Rihanna,
right, Rihanna
leaving her
yes,
husband.
Right. I wanted to
it's about a billion
right.
people. That's what everybody's talking about. The only I just seen it just now. Everybody's talking
right.
about that picture.
Men
are
really upset. Avon, hold on, Anthony. Avon, did you see that picture?
Yeah.
Is it on Vogue?
With
yeah.
the baby?
So, as a man perspective, let's hear about that. As a man perspective, what do you think? What do you think, Anthony?
But it's really about black people. I keep telling you, when they say men, it means black men, okay? And that's how I know the black man is God, why it's so much conversation. The white man is not God, it's really the black man. Just the fact that you keep talking about me, that means I'm God. Everybody on the whole planet Earth talks about the black man. Remember, like it tells you in 48 Laws of Power in Art of War, negative attention is still attention. So the white man tells the black man he's better than him every day by keep talking about him and spending trillions upon trillions of dollars on only black American men to destroy them. So it must be something pretty powerful about that one little bitty man you keep talking about. But with that being said, the point is that's called, and you got that book written by Wesley Muhammad. I suggest everybody go and read and, you know, stop looking at magazines and articles and videos. You have to read. The videos and articles and stuff is an aftermath after you build up your mind on principles and laws. That's the feminization of the black man. She's leading and pulling him like she's the man and he's the woman taking care of the baby. And that's done on purpose with a black family. Okay, so that's
okay,
all
now,
part.
You know what? Let me ask you this. And I'm sorry to cut you off, but I want to say this and I want the male audience to hear this. Now, I spoke about this to a couple of men I knew. And one man, and a couple of men that I know, they said that it's no way that they would go for that. Like, you got to look at if a man goes for that. Because they'll blame the woman. But, you know, a couple of men said they don't care how much money she had. They wouldn't do that. They're going to be the man.
Now, another thing that's genocide.
Let me point this out.
You was mentioning polygamy earlier. Wait, let me say this. You got all these gay people now, right? And you got millions of women, even white women, are starting to get single now. But polygamy is actually a necessity now for all these gay people. Polygamy is the shit, like. There's not enough men for one woman. Something's wrong with people. It's like 50 black women to one black man. Oh, what are those other sisters going to do? They're not going to sit. They're going to sleep with your husband, and that's what they're supposed to do. I agree with them doing that. That's what people are going to do. Polygamy is about survival and building up a military. That's the more kids you have, the more powerful you are. The less kids you have, you a piece of garbage, and people should come and kill you.
But the thing,
Joe Biden just said it. He said there's not that many black people, so we're going to kill you, and we're not going to answer none of your political stuff. There's more Latinos than y'all. Shut up.
Okay, but listen, Anthony, let me ask you this, and I just need you to ask you this. With that, what you just said, right?
Right.
With the rhetoric that's going around, right? With the pathology of this single mothers, this and people, because most of the time it's poor people that's having all these children. Now they saying that women should be more selective and they should do this and encouraging women basically not to have children, black children.
No, they're not encouraging women. They're only targeting black women. Remember, everything's about black men and women. That's it. Because, first of all, white people is at zero birth rate. That's a fact. Farrakhan just said it. It's a fact. And white people said yes. So they're telling black women to remember, black people, about 12% of the population, 12-13% of the population, and they're telling you not to have kids so you can say they can exterminate you. Of course, that's what the whole Planned Parenthood is about. Planned Parenthood is only for black Americans. That's it. White man told you,
listen,
I'm obsessed with killing black people.
But I'm going to just say this, and then we're going to just stay on topic.
Okay.
With that said, this manosphere, which is black men are saying that, like, you know, encouraging, you know, pick, choose better, and, you know, high figure man, and choose better, and do this better, because most men don't make that type of money. Most men cannot afford to have women stay at home. You understand?
But back in the days, my grandmother had 16, 17 kids. Most black people down south got about 8 kids apiece. We talking about the older, the baby boomers, baby. Your grandmother and your mother's mother from World War II. All right? Most black people had like 50 kids back. So, and the government wanted to stop that. The more kids you have, the stronger nation you are. That's why there's 1 billion Chinese people. And China is powerful in America, and they're not white, and they can't come in and do what they want to do with them. Or India, because I looked it up. There's 1 billion East Indians. There's more. There's not even 1 billion people in Europe barely. There's way more Asians than white people. There's way more East Indians and way more Africans than white. They're actually the minority on the planet. On the planet's only 1/5 white. 4/5 of the planet is non-white. All right? So everything's about warfare. It's not about sex. It's not about money. It's about warfare. It's about killing people. People live in a fantasy world. The white man got this country not from business, from putting people to death. Put smallpox in the Indian blanket, came over here with Christianity, which is based on a black man, Jesus Christ was a black American, and came over here with this nonsense talking about some fake white Jesus that don't even exist because Jesus was black. Didn't tell you it don't matter what color, but you're basing your whole religion on a lie. Jesus don't even
somebody
like white
just said,
people.
Somebody just said, what did you think about this? Somebody just said in the chat, black men don't teach their black sons how to take over. Meaning take over a country, take over a nation.
Well, that's not entirely true. That's not entirely true. One, we have to know black history before we make blanket statements like that. Number one, I don't blame the children. The knowledge, a lot of this stuff wasn't passed down properly because before it could be passed down, like through rites of passage, I'm talking about this knowledge like from the Panthers. When I say that, I'm not talking about no celebrities because they have nothing to pass down but a bunch of capitalism and a bunch of egotistical, arrogant stuff. But like in terms of Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Garvey, and the Panthers and these different groups, before they can pass this stuff down, the government assassinated them. Like Stokely said, like he said on a radio show, our shade to the ancestors, all praises to the ancestors that walked before me, the Jedi's before me, like Stokely Carmichael. So, but like he said, they didn't get to, you know, when he was on the Gil Noble show, they didn't get a chance to pass it down. He said, you don't blame the children because Malcolm was killed when he was in the process of building the OAU, the Organization for African American Unity. He was killed in the transition.
She said,
so the rites of passage, Khalid Muhammad was killed before his time.
She said black men don't teach their black sons how to take over. She said black men.
And I just told you about, that's the same thing. All right, black people are messianic people. I'm going to say this again. Understand, it's one thing to hear something, but understand knowledge, like Stephen Minnell used to say. Understand knowledge, brother and sister. I'm going to say it again. Think, intelligence, think. Those black men were killed. Black people are followers. So how in a black man going to teach his son to take over and he didn't get the knowledge from the elders who were fighting against the devil like Malcolm X? Malcolm X is like the epitome of black manhood. That's why Ozzie Davis, Dick Gregory, and them said at the funeral, he was our shining black manhood. Because he said what black men wanted to say. Okay, that's a man. A man is not somebody who's sitting there complying and going along with the power structure. That's not no man to me, not even a little bit. Malcolm X, that's a real man. That's the highest level, actually, of black manhood. Going out fighting against the devil.
Can I just say something? I just had to laugh. Someone said that's why Rihanna was following following ASAP. No, because what you just said, black people are messianic people. And someone in the chat said, yes, that's why you see the black man, ASAP Rocky, following Rihanna. I just, the way they said it, it was just what you said.
Yeah, but
said.
I mean,
so
they,
I
that stuff is carefully scripted by the white man, okay? We know what's behind. I don't get caught up, make a bigger do. It ain't no bigger do than a homosexual, because that is homo. The dude, ASAP Rocky, is gay. Anybody who follows a woman is gay. You're transgender.
So let's get on topic. Thank you for your contribution, Anthony. Avon, what do you have to – let's get back on topic about what we were talking about in terms of the radio show, Wendy Williams and grown women mentality. So one of the things that I just want to mention in terms of what's going on with Wendy Williams and how you connect that, and even with, I'm going to tie it in, even with Anthony was just saying about black people. For women, first of all, women have to learn to basically get themselves together. Okay, we got to stop blaming each other. And I do agree with Anthony says, these gender wars. We have to just, as women, I'm talking about just for the woman, and Avon, you can touch on, you know, both genders. But for the women need to start loving themselves and taking full responsibility of themselves, okay? Getting the support of each other and doing that. Because once you are in the mindset that you are loving on yourself, that you're taking full responsibility for yourself, and that includes what men would say, cooking and cleaning and all that. You know how to do that for yourself. Bringing in someone in your life is just an addition to that. You already know that. So, you know, you have, I hear a lot in our community about women, these women don't know how to cook and women don't know how to do this and women. But if you learn that for yourself, you obviously bringing that into whatever relationship. So it's about being a better you. Because the thing is that we're missing is that you can't be good to someone else if you're not even good to yourself, if you're not nurturing yourself, if you're not learning for yourself, if you're not doing for yourself. If you're eating out every night, and I'm just using a small example, if you're eating out every night and you're not taking care of your own body, you're not taking care of your own health, that's going to pass on to whatever children you have, whatever man or husband you get, it's just going to pass on. You're going to be an extension of that. So loving yourself, caring for yourself, nurturing yourself is not selfish. It's being self-aware, okay? So with that said, when you love yourself, you teach others how to love you and support you. So women have to be more strong-minded in terms of learning what they need to learn and offering it to the world or offering it to their family, friends, and whoever else, and it makes a better human being. So with that said, Avon, do you have anything else, like, you know, you want to add on with that?
Yes, I do. And again, I just want to remind everybody, tonight's topic is Let's Talk Wendy Williams, Grown Woman Mentality, and the call-in number is 515-605-9322. Now, we started the show and we were talking about Wendy Williams. Now, what it has played out at the end, it made it look like Wendy was, you know, she's pitiful and she's falling apart and whatever. But I think Wendy is very strategic and she is not a victim. And then we have to get out of this victim mentality, because when you're in a victim mentality, you've given up your power. and there's no reason to find yourself there. And then you had mentioned self-empowerment. And let's get on the same page in what we say that is. And so a nice explanation of it that I found was self-empowerment is making a conscious decision to take charge of your destiny. It involves making positive choices, taking action to advance yourself, being confident in your ability to make and execute decisions. Self-empowered people understand their strengths and weaknesses and are motivated to learn and achieve. So that is, we'll use that as our working definition of self-empowerment. So that would answer what is self-empowerment. And then we would want to know, so what does self-empowerment look like? And, you know, and for that you would say it will look like a confident, self-assured, goal-oriented person, and they take charge of their future rather than believing in external concepts like fate and luck or circumstance. So in order, and this ties into what we were talking about, the self-improvement and doing that self-work. You got to go inward and you got to do these things to empower yourself. You don't look outside of yourself. My question is, so then the next thing is, so who can get this self-empowerment? Do you have an idea, Angela, of who can get this?
What do you mean by who can get it?
No, what we're asking, like, this, these are the questions that a lot of people would think or have on their mind, like, who can get this self-empowerment? Is it only for a certain amount of people? Is there an elite people that can do this? You know, who can get that? What would your guess be?
I mean, it depends who you talking to, who referring to. People get self-empowerment from different aspects of life. You know, some people go into religion, spirituality, motivation. Some people get self-empowerment from the experiences they've been through.
Hold on, wait. Listen. You step back and listen to what the question I asked. I said, who can get it? Not where you can get it. Who can get it?
I mean, I believe anybody can get it if you're motivated enough. It depends. I believe anyone. So to answer your question, anyone can get it if you're willing to put the work in.
And can I say one thing real quick, Avon? I just want to say one thing on self-empowerment. It depends on what people consider self-empowered. I don't consider Michael Jordan self-empowered. None of y'all who y'all think. None of these people.
If you don't have
the knowledge of self, of who you are, and the knowledge of self is within and without, because some people go talking about within. When you study the Kabbalion written by Tahuti, it's within and without. People keep saying, look within you. It's within you and it's outside of you. The answers are outside too, and it's inside. As above, so below. And Jesus believed in destiny and fate and all that. And no, Jesus is actually the perfect example of self-empowerment, Jesus and Buddha. That's the highest level. Self-empowerment is spiritual powers, literally, not figuratively, literally, to come up with power. Spiritual powers supersedes guns, missiles, tanks, bombs, let alone money, nothing material. To come up with power, real power is spiritual powers. Because that's how you know these people haven't really seen real power. See, even though I used to say that, I said, brother, that's the only black man I ever heard say that. It ain't talking about slam dunking a basketball, making $1 billion. That's not coming up with power, not even a little bit. That is physical, and it ain't even physical power at the highest level. Physical power is to transmute your mind at will. And I ain't nobody walking this earth can do that. That's real power. Like when Jesus turned that water into wine, that's power.
Yes.
That's controlling. That's bending in shape in reality. That's true power.
Well, hold on, Anthony.
Well,
hold
even
on.
Death can't even hold you. So that's real power. So what people are saying is power, self, and listen to the word. Self is your higher self, your true self, your God self, your angelic self. That's power to make it thunder
wow,
and lightning at will, to bend the elements to your will. That's power. So you haven't seen nobody come up with power. And that's
we're
about to be shown.
Larry,
that's about to
we
be shown
you.
Real soon about technology versus spiritual power. So we're going to see which one real soon is more powerful.
Hold on, Anthony. Hold on, Anthony. Hold on. So we understand and we appreciate what you're saying. But what we're talking about is we know with power. We're talking about the self-empowering part of it. We know that once you do that, then you can work and you can attain power, but it's that work. We're talking about self-empowering. And then we had a working definition of self-empowerment, so that we were going to work from that definition. So we want to stay in alignment with that, stay in line with that. So, Angela, what were you asking? What were you getting ready to say?
No, I was just saying that, yeah, he's saying, you know, he's taking it, that's another level of empowerment.
Right. And so we wanted to stay that and stick within the realms of what we had started to establish there. So you had asked me something, and I got distracted, got thrown off there for a minute. But, and then when you were saying who can get it, and that exactly was the answer that I was looking for. Anybody can get it. Self-empowering is not just a woman thing. It's not just a man thing. But we were talking specifically about a particular woman. And the thing is, she's not a victim. And her situation and what she had allowed up until this point, and like you said, it's not all just about a genital connection thing of being in relationships and whatever. It's more to it in these partnerships and what have you. And Wendy, I said, she's a powerful woman. And she was about her coins and making money. She was beyond that. So the thing is, yes, she did. She does love Kevin. She does love him, but she's more about securing her bag and being stable and building an empire. So within that, you can still have love and, take care. She says, okay, men do what they do, whatever. So she can do that. But her mind is, I love him, but I got other things that I'm concentrating on and making sure happens. So they had their agreement. All right? You do you, but, whatever, but don't bring no kid up in here. So that's their agreement. So I'm not going to, say, oh, what's wrong with you, whatever. That's their agreement. And that's what we spoke about before when we were talking about the relationship. It depends on the couple, and it's an agreement between those two. And what they choose is right for them, that's on them. As long as it works for them, who are we to say that there's a problem? They had an agreement. He went beyond it. He said, no kids. and I'm sure it wasn't just him. Sharina helped along in that. I think she helped push that hand, and I don't think she had to push too hard with him. So, and I guess he figured, hey, it's going to happen, and he can still do what he do, and everything is going to be, the status quo. We're going to go for it, and Wendy, no. And it affected her, but I think she was still playing chess behind the scenes. I think so, allegedly, and it's just in my humble opinion that more is going on behind the scenes there. And it sees, and then it's like we were talking about before, that karma, you do some dirt out here and then move, like I said, there's an agreement you agree to, there's no problem, no foul, no harm. But you broke that. And then now you're going to get to the point that you want to try to humiliate her, try to bully her into, seeing things your way and going your way when you were out of line. And that's, look, I understand the nature of men and whatever. You're right. Absolutely. I can see it. But my thing is the laws, the spiritual laws, the universal laws, hey, you violate, you get violated. So where's the surprise? Where's the shock here now? And then it makes him look weak because with all that he's saying, like I said, hey, make another one. You got this, you made her do this, then make another one. You try to make it with Sharina, but that didn't work too well. It ain't working too well. And Sharina said, hey, look, you can't keep me in the lifestyle that I'm accustomed to. I'm out. And see, the thing is, what's going on, and it seems like karma is playing out here. The very thing that he did with Wendy and pushing with Sharina, she's about to do to him. And he's going to feel that. All this toughness, whatever, it comes back to you in ways that you cannot even imagine. So a lot of people know they do not feel sorry for Kevin. There's no reason to. He put himself in a situation. And then guess what? And I'm going to say, in women, we got to be careful because we put ourselves in these situations and we allow things to happen and go on. You are in control of that. You got to take control of this. You know what I'm saying? That's your self-empowerment. It's not left up to chance out here, or I just had bad luck, or this one did this to me. No, things are coming to you to build your character and help you be better than where you are. You use this as an opportunity to learn and to grow. You know what I'm saying? She's not a victim, and neither mm-hmm. should you be. Now, look. Some of these things, it hits us and it knocks the wind out of us, and then we start spiraling and we're falling, and it's hard to stop that free fall. But when we stop it and then we make it up in our minds, you know, nobody said that it was going to be easy all the time. Didn't say that part. But you have to have that will and determination to make a change in your life. And then that brings me to the next thing. So who's responsible for you being self-empowered, for you doing that self-work, for you having a purpose in life? Who's responsible for that? Who is responsible mm-hmm. for that self-work? You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. you want to you have a response to that? You want to chime in on that?
Like I said before, you know, I know you mentioned, I speak about, you know, on behalf of women to help empower women, okay? So women, you know, we have to put ourselves in a situation that we, you know, we doing what we need to do to not only empower, because you have a relationship or a man, just to keep this, and then you will be a better person. What about being a better human being? You know, someone in the chat said, I agree with Kevin. His name is not Kevin. His name is Anthony. How do people making $30,000 make it work to build power? So that was funny. So Avon, yeah, someone said, I agree with Kevin. No, his name is Anthony. Once again. Someone says, I agree with Kevin. His name is Anthony. Because they say Kevin. I agree. Someone in the chat said, I agree with Kevin, which is Anthony. How do people making $30,000 make it work to build power? Meaning that, you know, it's regular people. I know we're talking about Wendy Williams, but I guess how to transmute this into regular people. You know, how do regular people, mm-hmm. you know, can build and how does this apply to regular people? I guess they're referring to what Anthony came on and said.
Well, it can happen. You know, it can be done. But this is what we're talking about. We have brilliant minds between these ears that we have. We don't utilize it as we should sometimes for whatever reason, but we have it. You have everything that you need within you. And, you know, as far as this as within, so without, yes, in the fact that, yeah, you have nature to look at, you can see what's going on around you to learn to help you. But it's inside that inside connection that will help you to understand that. And so you can see and you learn. It's like nature is like watching the original videos that people have grown so fond of looking at now. Just watching nature and how the animals interact, how the insects interact, plant life, and how these things connect and how they move to survive, how they move. Look, ants teach you community. Ants teach the power of working together to build. So that, look, if we don't work together now and get this stuff together, we're going to starve in the wintertime. So guess what? We all together, not a separate whatever, we all together work and build up build up our storage so that we have something to eat in the wintertime. We have to learn to work as partners. Even the basic thing is a lot of people interested in the man-woman relationship. You have to realize you're coming here to work together as partners. And everybody has their strengths. You have to recognize the strengths and who can do it, whatever. But the most important thing, what we got is we got this separatism thing here. Oh, well, because then this and we got this and control of this, whatever. But the thing is, don't y'all like each other? Aren't y'all supposed to be working together? You're a team. So you're supposed to come together, work together for the betterment of your family, what you're doing there, and then eventually that'll spread out into community and nationwide and so on and so forth. But you've got to come together as a team. Why are we so worried about, oh, well, this, that, and I got this, whatever? You're a team, and that's what we keep coming out of. We keep coming out of that mindset. We're working together. The bottom line is this is the goal. We're going to get the bag. We're going to get the money. We're going for generational wealth with our kids. Show how it is to work together. We can't even do these basic things, and we come falling apart by the seams and, you know, self-work. Go back into self, empower yourself. And then remember, once you get that, then you understand teamwork. But as you go, the way that works here, that you're learning teamwork as you go as well. But remember.
Okay, somebody said, Avon. Somebody, okay, yeah. I got two things somebody said in the chat. It's saying she make, okay, before we say that, someone said that they want Kevin. If y'all call him Kevin again, I'm going to shut the whole chat down. I'm not playing. His name is Anthony. Stop calling him Kevin. They want Kevin to answer how do people make in 30, because he mentioned, I guess they responded to what he said is regular people, and they agreed with that. How do people make in $30,000 make it work to build power? Can we bring him back on? Yes or no, everyone's up to you.
Is if we stick to topic, sure, but we make sure we're on topic. And questions are answered, not all over the place. Stick to
I think
topic.
That was the topic because he said something about Wendy Williams. So let's get him back on. Anthony, we're going to get you back on. As Avon said, you got to stick to the topic. So they wanted you to answer that question, Brother Anthony. His name is Anthony. Stop calling him Kevin, y'all.
Okay, this is Brother Anthony, and I'll stick to the topic. But that's an excellent question. I'll stick to the topic, Avon. So, but
please,
to answer the question,
yeah,
actually, that's
Avon.
A good question. And it has to be recognized when somebody asks an intelligent question.
Yeah.
That's actually a good
that's
question.
Right.
That's something Karis One would say. How do everyday people, that's an excellent question, a trillion times more important
that.
Than the whole Wendy
and
Williams thing.
And but Anthony, this is contribution to you because you came on, you know, hot fire. You was a hot fire. And you was like, well, we talking about Wendy Williams, but you don't look at them. You look at them as aliens. So they mentioning what you said. Okay, so how do people, regular people making $30,000? How do we make this work?
Right, exactly. Because guess what? The reason why that's a good question, because all celebrities, the reason why I'm not impressed with none of these people, and everybody in the chat would have to agree with this. I know all of y'all would agree with me on this. You're making money off of...
But how
do
you
make
$30,000?
No, I'm going to answer the question now. Just hear me out, because you have to think and use your mind, and you'll see how it all connects. If you were smart, intelligent, genius, you would understand every word that come out of my mouth, and you would understand if some people are slow. But if you ain't that smart,
like
you ain't going to think it's that heavy.
Oh, you're right. But listen, but Anthony, don't insult the people. Some people
right,
say
no,
one person, a fat person said, break
that's
it down like
said,
a
the art to listening. Because just because you don't understand don't mean what I just said wasn't heavy, like Sean Maul said. When Yoda talk, people don't understand what Yoda, but Yoda say everything he say is heavy. Master Yoda, he's a grandmaster teacher. Everybody understand? Everybody like Yoda in Star Wars. But here's the point. The reason why it's a good question, and I'm going to answer it directly, if you understand knowledge, whether it's business knowledge or whatever, Wendy Williams and all celebrities make their money through capitalism, which is everyday people. If everyday people who only make $30,000, $25,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, which is the average person, because that's the only thing life is about, average everyday people. Celebrities don't exist. They make their money off of me. Because that's who the government targets. Everyday people, we keep talking about politicians. But all these people make their money, including the president and the government, off of the masses of people. Yes or no, everybody? Yes, right? If nobody buys Jay-Z and Beyonce albums, they're broke. Nobody buys their clothes, these people are nothing. You're making money off of people. That's a capitalist type of society versus socialism. Socialism is about the people. I just got through seeing Ant-Man and the Wasp, the new movie that just came out yesterday. All right? Really Friday. About the ants and how ants work in a colony and they work together. Okay? But how can a couple making $30,000, $40,000 a year build themselves up by building their mind out right where they at? By taking their money, like Harris once said. This is advice he gave to the people listening. While you working, he really was talking to hip-hop artists, but the same concept that applies to hip-hop, because hip-hop is about hustling, like Harris once said. You working at McDonald's, like Harris once said, but I'm saving my money to be a rapper. I want to be an MC. It don't have to be an MC. Hip-hop is doing what you want to do, which is entrepreneurship. Like LL Mother told him, you get that hip-hop shit out of my house or you got to get the hell out. He chose to leave. That's entrepreneurship. He took a chance. That's a risk. And he came back one of the greatest rappers of all time, and his name is on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He came up with power. That's coming up with power. His mother told him, you can't do it. You ain't shit. You ain't going to be nothing. That's why you don't listen to people. He was ahead of his time. Karis, one mother kicked him out the house too. Get out of here with that hip-hop shit. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to make it. Mm-hmm. Now look at Karis, one. Sleeping on the train station. That's coming up with pop. His family and his people told him you ain't going to make it. Same concept as an everyday person. I'm using his story. He was sleeping on a train station, just like I used to be homeless. He said, when I came out with my album, The Sombra, I was sleeping on the train, on the floor, with my face on the floor. I was living in a men's shelter in the Bronx. Everybody know that, Anthony, he was in a men's shelter right over there in the Bronx. So that's the same way an average couple who has a place to stay can pool their resources and their income and save their money to do their real dream. It may not be hip-hop. It may be opening up a real estate business. It may be opening up a little small business to fix cars or whatever it may be.
Right.
But you save your money while you and her save your money. Whoever got the hottest dream, it could be her, it could be him. Okay, we're going to put the money into you. You got momentum right now. We're going to push your stuff so you can be a real estate broker. You can be a restart up as an agent or whatever, or your products right now is selling. So we're going to put the most money. Your products is selling online. So you're closer, so we're going to put the money into you, and let's give you a shot.
Oh, somebody said
so
good.
That's how two everyday people could come
somebody
up by
answer.
Sticking together. And this is being in agreement, like the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? So the couple has to be in agreement. And that's why my advice to couples, you should vet your partner before you talk to them. Make sure they're along the same lines of your vision. You can't just pick anybody to be your wife or husband. That goes for a woman. Every man don't deserve to be your husband. And every woman, like this, a female taught me this, Anthony, don't deserve to be your wife. Every woman don't deserve for you to sleep with them. How about that?
Okay.
That's both ways, vice versa.
Right.
So you make sure you find somebody that's work. That's all relevant. All that's germane to this. Germane means pertaining to the conversation.
I guess.
Right. I guess, and I just want to just stop this for 1 minute. They did say thank you. That was a good idea. They said you did answer the question, so thank you. So I'm going
okay,
to take, give it back to Avon. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for your contribution. Yeah. Avon, take it away. Avon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know, and that is good. Yeah, and Anthony made some good points there. Yes, it's all in the betting. When you come together with somebody, all this stuff needs to be talked out and worked out ahead of time. And you need to, first of all, you need to know what your purpose is and what your goal is trying to do. And you have your non-negotiables, you have your core values going on there, and then you need to know what the other person is about. Anthony was absolutely correct there. And then you see it, and then, like, there's non-negotiables. And if those non-negotiables, there's the things that you got deal breakers there. And if it's not, then the thing is, you know, you got to be very aware of that. Sometimes people can be very nice, but you're not compatible. And you're not evenly yoked to go forth and execute what it is that you're planning to do. So you have to be very careful about that. And then when you come together with somebody, you need to go into it knowing that this is it. What you see may be all that you're going to get. And they're not able to, you know, transition into what you think it is, and you want to hope it into that. No, you have to be willing and knowing at the start of it that this may be it, and it may never change. And can this work for me, what it is that I'm trying to do? You're not saying that the other person is bad, whatever, but you need to know this. You need to be on the same page and move it as one. And that's what we have a problem with today. You have a lot of people that's not moving as one. Everybody's pulling in different directions. And if everybody's pulling in different directions, how are you going to accomplish anything? You understand what I'm saying? So we need to look at these things. You can't stick your head in the sand and act like it doesn't exist, or you see some things and you see red flags and then you decide to ignore it and have this magical thinking and wishful thinking that it's going to change. It does not work like that. You need to know what your non-negotiables are, what the deal breakers are, and you need to stick with that. Because then this is where you hear people, they're arguing with each other now, but they don't like each other, they're hating each other. But the thing is, a lot of this could have been handled in the beginning.
But you know what, though, to be honest with relationships, I'm tired of people, like, you know, somebody just said the relationship is not that easy, and I agree. You can bet a person all you want to, you know, and people have masks or whatever. The point is that you're going to go through some confrontation. You want, matter of fact, let me tell you something. Some people, you know, I had somebody recently tell me that they, when they get in a relationship, they start trouble on purpose. They start trouble on purpose to see a person's reaction, to see how a person reacts to drama, how they act to pressure, okay? Because we talk about all this, you know, like it's just one way of doing it. It's not that simple, because if it was that simple, and this is what one of the person in the chat was saying, is that relationships is not that simple, most people will be in one. As much as because we are creatures of that need each other. We need human interaction. Okay, we are social creatures. So the thing is that matter of fact, you ain't in a relationship until you go through something. You don't know the fabric of your relationship until you go through some drama, and until you go through some disagreements, until you go through some trials and tribulations. You don't know that. You can vet a person all you want, and you should vet them. That don't stop you from vetting them. But you gotta remember, a lot of times people... What people mean by vetting meaning that you find out who the person is, you know, what they present to you. That's all you can do, right? What they present to you. Tell you they're a good family person, they love children, they love dogs and animals, you know, and you go with just that, right? Because people can come up with, God forbid, if you get a good actor, actress, right? And they can play this on for years. Some people can play it off like 5-6 years, and you thinking you got one person, and then they come up, and then people change during your relationship. What about that? Those type of relationships. You understand?
But then,
so it's relative. I believe with relationships is relative. It's not one way, because you know I have women calling me all the time. I have women calling me all the time for coaching, right? And they say, well, this happened. You know, I don't want to, have women who want to take care of their man. And they feel some type of way because they get social problems. Do it work for you. That's all. Because it's relative. You can't get caught up it's relative to what it is that you want, what it is that your emotions, how you feel, what you've been taught, your desires. So it's not just a clear-cut thing, and you can vet all you want. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen like that. But it's good to vet. But the bottom line is that it's relative, right? Relationships are not easy. That's why if it was so easy, most YouTubers are talking about what? Relationships. Men, women. Right? Most of the time. That's the whole topics of all of this, right? The Wendy Williams relationship. How her and Kevin got into it. What happened in between that? How he have a mystery? All that is relationship. So that's what I want to say. You can take it away.
Well, you're absolutely right. First of all, I never said it was easy, but then again, these high spirituals, you make it as difficult or as easy as you want it to be. And we as humans tend to make it difficult more than it needs to be. Now, and then what you were talking about vetting, and I'm going to wrap it up because we're getting down to the wire, but vetting is more than just listening to what somebody tells me, whatever. Vetting is an active situation. So you're testing, you're trying, you're going through the different seasons with people to see how they react to things. That's vetting. It's not just talking to somebody and, they said this and yeah, and they put on this. Yeah, you're testing and watching and seeing people in different situations, whatever. Those are the active, and it's an ongoing thing. And then you have to, and that's engaging the whole body. You're engaging mind, body, and soul in this vetting process. So you got other things and checks and balances and safeguards that's going on here too. And then when you're tapping in and you're listening, You get guidance, you get certain things that come to you, and it's just like, something don't seem right, or something hit you wrong, but we just go ahead, no, it was just me. We do get the signs, and we do get signals, and sometimes we miss them. I'm not saying that you don't, but the thing is, all of this is a learning experience as well, and, I'm going to stop it there, because there's a whole lot more going on into this, but this was a great conversation, and there's a lot going on, and the thing is, anything that we need to do or we want to do for ourselves and what we expect, you have to know that you are part of the equation. It's not just sitting back and letting somebody take care of you and take you out of the situation. You have to actually do the work. You got to do some work, and I want to thank Anthony for calling in and sharing with us this evening. Wish Wendy Williams well, and she gets the outcome that she's hoping for, and that she gets well and do better. And then we use her as an example to learn from. So, and with that, great show, Angela. I enjoyed the conversation with you. Do you have any last thoughts that you want to share with the audience before we sign off tonight?
I want to say this to my female followers and my female supporters. Love yourself, stay true to yourself, and always self-improve no matter what. And you'll be a better person all around for your relationships, for your job, for the world. That's what I have to say.
I co-sign on that. I'm with it. Yeah, so Angela, I want to say goodnight to you. You have a great one, great show. I enjoyed the conversation. And until next time, everybody, remember to follow us on IG and Facebook and Twitter